Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It took me a year to find a new attraction. My hope and my fear.
All right, let's get some music news in here. 23 and change after the hour with DJ V, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Every hour we have some music news that pertains to what many or all of us like musically. One way or another, we touch all of the tastes just with references to what's going on in the music world. Here's a story from One Republic. What was once a dream, now a reality for them. They released their new collaborative sort of with Peter Gabriel called AI, which was inspired by a movie of the same name, Artificial Intelligence?
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh!
And Haley Joel Osment was the little boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Okay, so the single out yesterday, they have their fourth studio album called Oh My My, which will be released this Friday. So what kind of coverage is this getting, Victoria?
This is huge for One Republic fans. I mean, this is a big band. This is one of the biggest bands out there. And their fans have been really waiting for a new album because Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer, is also a prolific songwriter who's written for literally every single star out there. So he hasn't really focused on his own band for a long time.
Huh. That's the second time today we've used Tedder. We're talking about Tedder's as farm equipment earlier and now.
Oh, right.
But it's synchronicity
is it
here. That's how it's spelled, same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ryan Tedder of One Republic. All right, Jen, what do you think of this group?
I like him.
Funky.
Funky, yes.
Funky.
Yes, Dougie, funky.
Funky.
It works well with Peter Gabriel because I'm a huge Peter Gabriel fan and he hasn't done much recently. Was and it? He never collaborates with
anyone.
Did he
start with Chicago? Do I remember that?
Genesis.
He started with Genesis.
He was the weird guy in the costumes who started with Genesis and then Phil Collins took over.
Who was the Peter that I'm thinking about?
Richie Sotera.
That's it, right. Peter Sotera. All right, I didn't care much for him.
No.
I remember, he was like a Michael McDonald.
He killed Chicago.
He
killed Chicago.
All right, next up musically, a focus on Damian Marley, who's Bob Marley's youngest son. Converted a California prison into a pot farm. With his business partner, Ocean Grown Extracts. Yeah, pretty good, right? So why do they have a prison that they're not using in California? I thought there was a big overpopulation.
Yeah, we need to be filling those puppies up, I know. My neighborhood alone, you're going to wrangle.
Right. So Mr. Marley announced that he, with Ocean Grown Extracts, is converting this 77,000 square foot California prison into a cannabis grow space that will cultivate medical marijuana for state dispensaries. I'm looking into doing that.
That would be so cool. Yeah. Is it legalized in Massachusetts yet?
No. Well, medical marijuana, sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of. There's still a lot of people fighting about it. So let's see. This is a prison to pot farm initiative.
It's a whole new farm to table experience.
Right. Yes. That's a good way of looking at it, actually. Claremont County. Where is Coalinga, California?
Coalinga.
Coalinga.
Is Claremont County North California?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It would be northern and inland.
Coalinga. California. Fresno County.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, so
by the way, Gary Johnson just called. He's going to be looking for a job in a month. He said he could run
the
pot farm for you.
Help yourself.
He'll work for a product.
Right.
Uh-huh. Work for a puff. Is that what they don't call it? Puffing. What do they call it? What's
vaping?
It calling you?
You're thinking of toke, but they don't really call it that anymore.
Vaping.
No.
Yeah.
What did Bill Clinton call it?
He didn't, because he didn't inhale.
Well, I mean, he had to do something.
He tried, he said, right?
I never even, there's nothing about that stuff. I'd grow it on my farm because it'd be profitable. I wouldn't ever want to have it.
So you'd sell your soul?
No.
For the money?
Nah. Not that at all. Sell rent on the farm.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, good news for seekers of get up and go. It's easier than ever to find decent ethanol-free gasoline until the E10 monkey is taken off our back.
You won't need much.
Find motorcycle-friendly gas stations today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some people spend $2,500 hopping up their bikes while feeding the poor motorcycle crappy gasoline that makes the engine perform like the timing's been retarded. Pure-gas.org lists over 10,000 American gas stations with at least one ethanol-free gas pump. Bikes with a compression ratio of 10 to 1 or less will run fine on fresh non-ethanol 89.
Can't live without it.
Pure-gas.org. American Biker Minute. Pure-gas.org. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tough economy, right? And no doubt we're afraid of what might happen. Lost jobs, lost insurance, lost benefits, lost marriages. But our natural fear is causing other problems. Here's the science of it. Fear serves a purpose. It protects us. But when the brain's fear system is active, two behaviors are turned off. First, exploratory activity stops in its tracks, and this is the wrong thing to do in a lousy economy. Second, risk-taking is turned off. We're afraid we'll make things worse.
I don't have the courage. I can't do it. I can't do it.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of avoiding, start exploring for new opportunities. Also, calculate your risks instead of avoiding them. Just because everyone else is caving to their fears doesn't mean you have to. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.